Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right, and that's what prophetic news is about. You know, God told us ahead of time this has happened. We prepared for it. We actually have it down where you can go back and even research it. We'll make it available to you. But and God does this so you can know that He's God.
Yeah.
You can go, wait a minute, He told me this 3 years ago. He told us this 2 years ago. And this is coming to pass. And this leads with Demetri Dudeman's word. Now, Demetri Dudeman was given a word over America. And in that word specifically, he talked about that there was Russian spies that have come into our nuclear facilities. The Lord told him this in a vision and took him there as the angel over America, actually, that took him there.
Wow. So the nuclear warehouses?
The nuclear warehouses. And from the middle of the country, some people were going to start fighting against the government, and the government was going to be busy with this internal problems. Then from the ocean, the prophecy is from Cuba, Nigeria, Mexico.
Nicaragua.
That's good. He told me two other countries that didn't know what they were, he says. It said, then we'll bomb the nuclear warehouses in America. They'll explode and America will burn. Well, we're believing based on what God has said because He's put mercy our way in 2016. This is a year of mercy or breakthrough. But it doesn't mean that their plan, that they plan to harm us and try to take down the dollar. And we're going to talk about Russia, China, and North Korea. And that's what we talked about way back when. That's what God said. And they came together and began to cut a treaty with each other, if you would, unspoken treaty, shaking hands, saying that we're going to do this. Why should America be the one that's in charge? And so we're looking at today, those very same Russia, North Korea, and China is on the map. They're talking about, we'll be talking about more of that in a minute.
But about an axis of evil. I mean, this is really formulating. One of the things in that prophetic word says, watch will Russia, where they'll penetrate.
Yes.
It's like Minnesota, Alaska, and Florida.
Yes.
So, you know, we know so that we can pray.
Right. And so you're looking at this particular prophetic word was given April 22nd, 1996, and we'll make this available to you as well. But he was talking about, he heard a trumpet sound in his particular vision, and he was in America, and he saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men were carrying weapons. One was armed with, they came in. He woke up, and he said, come to me. And he said, who are you? He said, I'm the angel. And he said, stop right here. Then all of a sudden he said, take these binoculars and begin to look. And that's when he saw this vision that was taking place. That's when he saw Russia and China cutting a deal. And he couldn't name the other country, but it's looking like North Korea was definitely the country that was there. And then he saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man. And he would be really offended if he was calling him short and chubby. He's always riding around shirtless on a horse.
Shirtless on a horse. This is what they were preparing for America.
I saw a president of Russia, he says, a short, chubby man, who said that he was the president of, oh, this is China, the president of China, and two others. And he couldn't remember who, he didn't know who the other two were, but there was a particular Russian-controlled territory. When you look at North Korea, you look at Mongolia, you know, which is the northern part of China, that's basically Russia has the control over that. And we get back from the break, we're actually gonna go there and show you the map. So when you're hearing every day them talk about North Korea, understand North Korea and Russia touch, their borders touch right there. Mm. It's the northeastern part of China. And they're saying, this is what they're saying in that particular dream to Demetri Dudeman. He says, I'll give you they're cutting this deal with China and Russia. I'll give you the land, China, with all of its people, but you must free Taiwan of Americans. Mm. Do not fear, we will attack them from behind. So all of a sudden, when something begins to happen over in that region, and they said a little bit more, a voice said to me, watch where the Russians penetrate America. And that's when he saw Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida. Something's supposedly gonna happen in China. Well, you just have Rex Tillerson just go there, right there on the DMZ, demilitarized zone between North Korea and South Korea, right? And what did he say?
This is what he said. He said that the policy of strategic patience has ended, and that everything's on the table in terms of dealing with North Korea. So, you know, we've been very, very patient in North Korea, but it's a new administration, it's a new season, and that it's over.
But the whole thing about North Korea is not this individual isolated thing by its own. It's really the militant arm of China.
Oh yeah. And the problem with them is that they have nuclear weapons. I mean, this is the whole thing. I mean,
yes.
This is why we had to, the deal with Iran was so horrible, was the fact that we are actually reaping right now the results of these loose conditions where now North Korea has nuclear weapons.
And they have been just bad policies. And, you know, the reason why we have, there's nuclear weapons in North Korea is because of the Bill Clinton administration. Yeah. And they negotiated to the point where, boom. And anyway, so we're going to talk about Iran right now. But still, this is what was in that prophetic word was, and we'll make the whole word available to you. He says, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. And so we're looking at, if we get into a mess over in North Korea, which they're really egging us on, well, this is a starving country. Where are they getting the resources from? China and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at Russia and China trying to get us over there into that particular sea with those fake islands and firing missiles towards Japan. They're landing right off the shore of Japan, missiles are. That when we go to try to do something about that, whatever has infiltrated that McCarthy and whoever else and Roy Coyne was talking about 1967, that's going to rise up in our country. And but I got real good news about that, because just because you go to war, understand this, prior to World War II, America was just a standard country, you know, like every other country. But after World War II, because we went to it, we became the wealthiest country, the most powerful. Everybody wanted to put their money in America. America got the reputation of being the strongest and the mightiest country because the war happened. The war brought us into that place. Mm-hmm. And it brought us also into a place where we could stand with Israel, you know, as well in the context of that. But so it looks like what this news that we're hearing right now that's taking place in China, where, you know, the president's tweeting out saying, well, we're going to deal with North Korea. Understand, by dealing with North Korea, you're dealing with China and you're dealing with Russia. You're coming right in there.
Yeah.
And when that takes place, that's when something rises up inside of America. If, in fact, we go to war with North Korea or China or Russia in the China Sea over here, when that happens, according to the prophecy by Dmitry Dudum, we just talked about, the entire prophecy will be made available at VFNTV.com on the torch, then that's when Russia, the supplanters, the people that are in the government who are not for the government, that are fighting, mm-hmm. the under-government, I guess you would call it, this very same people that McCarthy was talking about in 1967, 60 years ago when that was taking place, is happening today. The same attorney that McCarthy had, Roy Cohen, it's the same attorney today for President Donald Trump. It's the same one. And so if, in fact, that takes place, and you're seeing some things take place. Rex Tillerson was there, and he said that we're going to do something totally different. Well, if we go to war with North Korea, that's like going to war with Russia and or China at the same time. But at that very time, according to the prophetic word, that's when somebody in Russia, people throughout Russia, are going to come up and an uprising would take place in our own
country. Through
Nicaragua,
Mexico, and some other area, they're going to come right into the United States.
And he says, watch out. And they cut a deal for something of that nature. And so that's taking place. As a matter of fact, when I look right here at what the Express is reporting right here, what do they say, the Express?
If the United States and South Korea harm the strategic security interests of countries in the region, including China, they are destined to pay the price for this and receive a proper counterattack.
Now think about the president of China. What's his name again?
Xi Jinping.
And so we're looking at very specifically, when you look at China, as a matter of fact, let's look at the map. Let's go to the map right now and just take a look at it. We're going to look at Google Map and see how close all these particular areas are. Let's go to the map. There we go. And if you're looking at China right here, there's China. A lot of times when you think about North Korea, you think it's like down here, you can see where my mouse is. But really, it's way up here in the northeastern part of China. By the way, it borders Russia. Take a look right here. There's Russia. All this property up here, all this land is Russia. This is Mongolia right here, which is between Russia and China. But they actually have a puppet government, the reports are. Russia has a puppet government right here, so you pretty much say that's Russia right there. Well, notice right over here with North Korea, this is where all the trouble's going on. There's Japan, they're firing the missiles over towards Japan from North Korea, they're firing over like this. Well, you're looking at the borders touch right here. This is Russia, and this is North Korea.
Hmm.
So you're looking at, this is not, North Korea is not doing all of this. You're looking at China and Russia. China and Russia are the ones that are egging this on. And so the prophetic word was, what God said to Dmitry Dudoman was, when we go deal with that, what they have a plan is to do something in America, our nuclear sites, different things of that nature. And we're finding out right now we have own leaks in our own government that's trying to take down our own government. Mm. And they're letting things out that they're not supposed to let out. They're violating all kinds of laws and they're not even holding them accountable. And this big push going on. But the exciting thing about that is that the Lord spoke to me in December 2015 and he told me specifically that the enemy is going to try to come from the east and he is going to try to come from the west in America. But we're going to rise up, and the word was specifically, we're going to mow them over. Mm. So when the enemy comes up, and this is when you think about this, when Jehu went to go deal with the Baal worshipers and the Jezebel followers and the Ahab followers, basically the people that worship in Baal, he just gathered, something had to happen to make them all come up and gather. So they threw a party. It was a Baal party. And that caused everybody to come out of their houses and homes and their jobs and everything to show up in one place so that they could deal with them. But what happens, something like this happens, when God's saying, I'm going to deliver you from the enemy, that the seed of the evil is coming down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise, don't worry about it. Realize this actually will just kind of fan them out. It'll kind of like come out. And when that happens, and it is demonic, it is Satan trying to do this, but he's not stronger than God. God's going to move, and God gave us mercy. He's shown us mercy, and he said the seed of evil is coming down, the seed of the righteous is going to rise. The enemy's going to come from the east, the enemy's going to come from the west, but the specific words were, we're going to be victorious, and that they're going to be mowed over. But he also told me about 1967 at the very same time, which was 60 years ago, which was the McCarthy hearings, which was government officials trying to deal with communist people that were undermining the government, the shadow government.
Embedded in the government. Right?
Embedded in the government. And if you look at Wikipedia, what they say about that, they say that it's true what he said, but if you look at what the Wikipedia says, that it says specifically that what he was saying, what McCarthy was saying was true. There was communists in the government, but it was too difficult to get them out. Well, that was 60 years ago. That was 60 years ago. So you're looking at right now, it's way worse 60 years later.
Oh, yes.
And the Lord told me it takes 60 years for a communist plan, for a terrorist plan, terrorists attacking something to come to pass. And so you're looking at 60-year time it took place at that particular point. And now the president's saying we got to get them out of government. We got to be able to deal with them. So you're looking back at 1967. What happened in 1967? It's pretty interesting. In 1967, 60 years ago, that's when the 25th Amendment was approved. Hmm. The 25th Amendment, the U.S. Constitution, says it had kind of a little, the Article 2 or whatever it was real so vague it didn't make much sense. They made it clear. If the president gets debilitated for any reason whatsoever, the vice president takes over. So if you put the president under anesthesia to go to surgery, the moment he goes down, the office goes over to the vice president. That's the 25th Amendment. That happened in 1967. Of course, we had a president assassination in 1963.
Right, John F. Kennedy. I believe that's why this amendment came into being, because they were unsure of when the transition of power actually took place.
But at the same time, too, you had the Weather Underground blowing things up. Oh, and you had the radical communist parties, literally called the communist parties, rising up, trying to take over the government.
The race riots
going on. And they were being used because there was legitimate civil rights issues in America, but they were being used at that time to be able to different things going on. The April the 7th in 1967, there was a six-day war began to approach in Israel. They began to talk about that. Greece was taken over by a military dictator. So Greece, remember how Greece is right now? Greece is like ready to crash and to fall. There was a tornadoes breaking out in the Midwest of the United States. You had in Houston, Texas, that was when Muhammad Ali was saying he's not, because of his faith in Islam, he was not going to go into war. On May the 17th, Syria mobilized against Israel on that 1967. And then on June the 5th, the Six-Day War begins. So the attack against Israel began in 1967. What's happening right now? You have people trying to take Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu out of office. You have people gathering around Israel to make war with Israel. Why did God put Trump in and give him generals? Well, specifically, somebody's going to try to mess with Israel, just like 1967.
The United Nations right now is just sanctioning them as being an apartheid state. You know, it's just like this whole thing's still happening.
And so you're looking at that thing's happening right now. And so, you know, Israel's going to be at risk, but because God has raised up Trump and these generals for Trump, if the purpose is to protect Israel and to keep them from
keep them there.
To keep them in the land. So there's going to be some turbulence that takes place, and they're not going to let it go too long. I know that Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministry said, you know, watch out for the first 5 months. You know, the uprisings that would happen, and the sword of heaven is going to come to the earth. And
this is the 50-year anniversary of Israel being reestablished there as well.
So you're looking at that. So the 60-year mark, we're right in the middle of those things taking place. Race riots took place in June in Tampa, Florida. Shooting at a Chamber of Commerce. The Love versus Virginia decision was in 1967, which is the racist law that said that if you're two different races, you couldn't.
No interracial marriage.
Well, that was fixed. The first African-American Supreme Court Justice, Thurgood Marshall, got placed in 1967. The People's Republic of China tested its first hydrogen bomb. And here we are right now, they're testing through North Korea, these missiles they're firing off towards Japan. They want Taiwan, they want Japan. In June, 400 million viewers watched our world broadcast, the first international broadcast that took place, television. In Buffalo, there was race riots that began in 1967. In July, in Newark, there was race riots took place there as well. There's a great loss of life. 26 were dead there, I believe, got killed. You had the prison riots in Jay, Florida, that took place where 37 died there. Prison breakouts, the north side of Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's just uprisings everywhere.
Yeah.
The 12th Street riot that took place in Detroit that took place. You have 1967, there was riots that took place, race riots in August. And then the Vietnam, the war protest. Well, Jim Baker, the Lord showed him a dream that the draft is going to come. We're going to be in the war, but they're going to protest the war. They're not going to want to go to war. They're going to be crying and weeping and that type of thing. But when war happens, you got to go to it. And it looks like these things are coming together. And it says the Republic of China announces that it has shot down the United States plane and violating its airspace in August 21st, 1967. What are they doing right now? That they're positioning themselves to be able to have this. We got to pray. We got to be able to pray, and you know, prayer changes things. You know, you can get all excited and spend your whole life wanting to be on a part of a professional football team. You know, and finally you get picked in a draft. Well, you just begun. When you get picked, they don't give you a Super Bowl ring because you get picked to be on the team. Now you got to go to practice. Now you got to be able to have the games and succeed in the games. You got to begin to fight and you got to stand up. Well, God has mercy on us. He does wonderful things for us, but we're going to have to stand up for what we believe in. We're going to have to stand up for our country. And it looks like, according to some of the prophetic words, that this uprising is going to come from within. It's going to come from the east. It's going to come from the west. It's going to be some sort of global situation. But we're going to mow them down, is what the Lord told me, the enemy that tries to harm our country and tries to harm Israel. We have so much more to talk about. We get back from the break. But listen, be encouraged. Know that if God told us this would be happening, and God told us we'd be victorious over it, we can have confidence in both, and we can prepare. This is what Proverbs says. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. When we can prepare, prophecy lets us prepare for that. And you're looking, a lot of people are upset that when you get a president in office who openly announces that he's for God, he's for Christians, he's for Israel, he's for the Jews, he's for the Constitution, he's for the
life.
Country, he's for life, you know, he's against abortion, he's for the borders. That terrifies people who want to destroy America, who want to take America down, who wants to turn it into a socialist or a communist type country. And it's like there's a battle going to happen. We don't know how it's going to come to pass, other than the fact that something's going to happen in China, which we're seeing take place right now, which we read about even in the article. We see here James Comey of the FBI, who's specifically saying McCarthyism I don't mention any isms. Well, that's like not mentioning radical Islamic terrorism. If communism is trying to come in or socialism is trying to, you got to mention it. You're an investigator.
We had a senator for Vermont who ran for the president who's openly confessed that he was a socialist.
Democratic socialist is what he said.
And he got a lot of interest.
He did. And it's the ultimate temptation. Somebody, we got to go to break, I know, but somebody who was came out from under Germany's communism, they said, listen, communism and socialism or Marxism, it's the biggest temptation to a man's flesh. Because what they tell you is, you won't have to do anything, we'll take care of you. Hmm. But it always ends up in camps, ovens, oppression, and not good. Well, you know, this program's been packed with information. We're trying to get it all in. We pretty much got a lot of it. We're gonna make all of this available for you on the VFN tour. So what we try to do all the time is we source everything. So when you talk to someone, you're not just talking because you heard something, that you know that there's documentation to back up what's being said, including prophetic word from God, prophecy, where God is telling us beforehand. And what he said was, to review the program today, is to say that it takes 60 years for a terrorist attack, a war plan, a strategy to unfold. And 1967 would have been 60 years when the Lord told me that. And he also told me 67 as well. And so I'll go back and look, and it's like the same thing that was happening in 1967 is happening now. What is the problem? You have people reportedly in the investigative parts of our department that's just leaking all this confidential information. The general that got removed from his place in the Trump cabinet, I mean, that was somebody that
Michael Flynn?
Yeah, it was an illegal thing that got leaked out, and all this illegal activity is going on, but nobody, it's the government, it's people in the government that are reportedly doing this. And it's against the law. It's in a time of war, it'd be called treason. And that's what McCarthy was reportedly trying to deal with in 1967. Well, the same attorney for Joseph McCarthy in 1967, it was the same attorney for our current president. He had him as attorney he taught him how to do things that he does. And so now they're saying the same thing. Now it's time to deal with the whatever the insurgence is inside our government that's against our country, that's against how, you know, capitalism, that's against a republic, that's against the Constitution, that's against our values, that it's time to get to deal with that.
Well, you're looking
to root it out. And the Bannon,
Steve Bannon,
some of the quotes that he's talking about, the only way to, I don't have the exact quote here.
It's the advisor to the president.
Yeah, the only way to take it down is just to totally eliminate it altogether and to reboot it. So I don't know what that means, but that's not an exact quote. But you're looking at it rising up, you're thinking, you're trying to, I think about Ravi Zacharias, as a matter of fact. When you listen to Ravi Zacharias, we're not going to have that now, but he said, it was a quote back in 1970s, and it was interesting, the 70s, right after the 60s, they said, these people blow their own trumpets to take down their own walls and destroy their own country, and they have nothing left. And it's like the people that are rising up right now, it's the land that you're standing on is there because of the U.S. Constitution. We're here because of God's grace, and because of our founding fathers and those that shed blood for us to be able to have the freedom that we have right now. And because of a fair judicial system, understanding that if we have an unfair judicial system, read about it in scripture, God will deal with a country who has unfair judges. And there has been unfair rulings in the past, but God deals with that. Notice how America just kind of changes and begins to, we make amendments to our Constitution because you voted for it, not because a Supreme Court judge decided it. Mm. That's how it's supposed to happen. And so we need to pray for our country. We need to pray for protection over Israel. Realize that God gave Trump generals, according to that prophetic word, to be able to keep Israel in their homeland. Well, we got to pray about what's happening over in the China Sea, what's taking place, the missiles firing off from North Korea. We saw North Korea really is attached to China, and it's attached to Russia. This poor, starving country whose people can't even go to their full height because they're not getting enough nutrition. They're not getting money to that's not their money. Somebody's funding them that money and using them to be able to egg us on. So it's very important to pray for Rex Tillerson,
yes,
Secretary of State, pray for our president, pray for the generals that are advising the president, and we gotta be able to fight wars on multiple places at the same time, so we have to rebuild our military. I wanna pray right now, let's pray. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, that the plans of the enemy would be counseled, God, that you would give wisdom and strength to our country, Lord God,
yes,
to be able to fend off the enemy in two oceans, three oceans, four oceans at the same time, Father God, that we would understand that it's enemies foreign and domestic, God, that a spirit would rise up in this land, Father God, that we would unify against people who are trying to destroy our land. The law enforcement would come in and remove them from this land. You know, purge our land of people that are trying to purge us from you and purge us from what your goal and your desire is for this land, Father God. We just ask for your angels, the angel over America, Lord, that you would send that angel out to begin to do warfare on our behalf. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Protect Israel, Father God. Give us wisdom to stand, God. Lord, we ask for this, Lord, and as we cry out to you, God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. End abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.